Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Even when I don't see it, Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, mighty Lord. Mighty Jesus. Mighty Yeshua. Mighty, mighty Jehoshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty Lord. Thank you, mighty Lord. God, amen. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, brother in Christ, Brother Elvis Zapata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. What an awesome God we serve, my brother and my sister. Amen. No matter what we go through, He is good, and His love endure forever. My brother and sister, He is, hallelujah, for us. Hallelujah. And if He is for us, who can come against us, His word says? My brother and my sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. I thank the Lord because, hallelujah, He continued to reveal to us the end of the things, hallelujah, we know of this life and the things that are going to come about soon, my brother and sister, that we are going to experience, especially in our nations of the United States. The world will experience judgment, amen, for this nation God has been speaking to for so many years through His prophet of the things that are coming. Praise the Lord. And He showed me, He's given me a dream this morning, which I'm going to share tonight. Praise the Lord. And I hope that those that are listening, that you are either sitting down, laying down, because if you're listening and you're driving, you may get into a car accident tonight. You may fall off your chair, your bed. Praise the Lord because of the revelation I'm going to share tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But the most important thing that God wants us to is to be ready with Him. No matter what is coming, no matter what is going to come to pass soon, God wants us to be ready with Him in repenting, in relationship, in daily repenting, in daily relationship with Him. That no matter what happened, my brother and sister, praise you, Lord, we are seeking Him daily, repenting daily, seeking more of Him. And He has so much to give to His people, my brother, my sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Praise you, Lord. So before I go into the revelation, like always, I'm going to go into the Word of God, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Then I'll go into the revelation. But I tell you, they are strong for the people in the USA. My brother and sister, people in America needs to hear. My brother and sister, because these things, God has been speaking them for years, and many have forgotten them. And I receive a reminder this morning, my brother and sister, the things that are coming, that are, will be unfolding. My brother and sister, as the Lord God Almighty has said through his prophet, their life will not be the same anymore. And it looks now like it's going back to normal. And God said that our life will not be going back to normal. Remember him saying that through the prophet last year? So what happened to those words? That he changed his mind. Is our life going to go back like it was in 2019, 18 and back? No. No, it's not. My brother and sister, and that's kind of what he was showing me this morning. My brother and sister, the things that will be unfolding soon that will totally change your life here in the U.S. And many people will be asking themselves, hallelujah, why are these things happening to us? My brother and sister, but God said it, they will be coming. They will be happening. And he's not just saying it through me. He has said it for hundreds of years in this nation. He has raised prophets to speak this word of this judgment to come. My brother, my sister, thank you, Lord. So let me go into the word of God. Thank you, Lord. When we talk about the visitation, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The visitation, Joel 10:12, thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. We are preserved by God by his visitation. Whenever he comes, we are preserved. He preserves our lives. He is the one keeping us together. And so he is the one who decides to test us and put us through the fire. My brother and sister, it takes my suffering for us to enter heaven. It's easy for people to go to hell. I bend down in hell several times, and I see how easy people are just coming in constantly. People, for the first time, when they come into hell, they open their eyes and they're shocked. Oh, man, it's real. Like I saw this Jehovah's Witnesses who in their building, they teach them that hell is not real. The hell was a place where the Roman needs to throw their body. That used to be called Hyena, my brother and sister. And that's the place that today is being called hell. And yes, there was a place where the Romans used to throw their body, and it was called Hyena. But hell is a real place, and it's in the center of the earth, the Bible says. My brother and sister, praise you, Lord. And there's been scientists, engineers that have come across voices in hell. There are audios out online of voices of hell. My brother and sister, hell is real, and it's a place of suffering. My brother and sister, and it's not to be playing with. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 10:3 says, and what will you do in the day of visitation and of desolation which shall come from far? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your glory? God said through the prophet Isaiah, where will you flee to? Where will you run to? Where will you hide? Praise you, Lord. Where will you go for help? Because you're not going to find help aside from God. And that's practically what people think, that they're going to be able to run to a certain secure place, my brother and sister. But in regard to destruction, the destruction, God has spoken it will be so years ago, especially here in the United States. I don't know if you heard about the nuclear briefcases that they have introduced in this nation hidden. Then not even the government know where there is, where they are, my brother and sister. And that's what he was showing me this morning, my brother and sister, where one of them exploded. One of them were destined to explode, my brother and sister. The one that they had not been able to find, the one that they had no idea where it is. And I'm going to tell you what happened. My brother, so I tell you, if you're sitting down, if you're laying down, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Before you fall off your chair or your bed, lay down, lay back, and relax. My brother and sister, because this is going to be one of those programs that the information will be shocking. And God has spoken, it will come, God has said it will be through the many years, my brother and sister. Through the many years it will come. And God had told us last year the life will not go back to be the same, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. God keep us, God protect us. Let's stay in repenting daily. Take your relationship with the Lord serious, because I'm going to tell you what I saw, my brother and sister, after one of them exploded, the mess that it brought upon this nation, the fear of people and children, everyone, my brother and sister, it was terrible like you cannot even imagine, my brother and sister. But let's go into the Word of God. The Word gives us peace, and the Lord, it is for us to trust the Lord and know that the Lord is in control. And whatever he allowed, my brother and sister, it has been something he's been speaking about it for years through his servants, the prophet. He doesn't do anything, the Bible says, unless he's revealed through his servant, the prophet. And he's been speaking this word out for so many years. And this morning, he took me to see this in the near future. And I was shocked, my brother and sister, of the revelation myself. And I was living among the people running to and fro because it was a mess. It was a mess. It was a total mess, my brother and sister. People have no idea what it is to live in a mess that like this that I was going through in the revelation this morning, my brother and sister. It was terrible. Terrible. Hallelujah. I will go into it with more details. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 8:12 said, where they shame when they had committed abomination, nay, they were not all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of the habitation, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. God is calling us to repenting. And if people continue to sin and live like they don't care, let it come, as many say. They will totally regret it because they have no idea that what they fear from far is already among them for many years. My brother and sister, it's been here, what they've been fearing. The sum of all fear has been here among them. My brother and sister, Shalom, Brother David. Hallelujah. And then when it begins, when it happens, my brother and sister, the life of everyone in this nation will change. The fear of where the others, the fear of the other one going off, it will be in every hour, in every minute fear that people will be going through, my brother and sister. This is why the Lord has called us to repent and to trust him, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. You may want it better to hear the truth then have someone else tell you something else that is not. You want to hear from God. You want to hear from the Lord. And again, you can take this in prayer. You can seek this after the Lord. Shalom, Sister Consuelo. It is better to know from the Lord. It is better to be guided by the Lord, my brother and sister, that he will reveal to us what is this, what is coming, what is going to happen. Because at the same time, he'll protect us, our family, our children will be protected by him, my brother and sister. It is what he wants for us to trust him through the difficult time ahead that is about to come on this nation. The change of life that he showed me this morning, it was a total stop. Everyone's life from Maine to California, stop immediately. It was a total stop. When I tell you a total stop, not even COVID-19 stopped everyone's life completely, because there were people in different places still going to work and doing this thing. But this that is about to come, it will stop everyone's life completely. My brother insisted, sudden destruction, the Bible says. My brother insisted, sudden. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 10:15. They are vanity and the work of error. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. Hallelujah. God warned the Jewish people back in the time of Jeremiah of the sins and disobedience, of their going about their life like it doesn't matter. They didn't care. And so God warned them through the prophet Jeremiah. And of course, they didn't listen to Jeremiah. We know the story. They ended up captive in Babylon. And so many of them perished. Thank you, sister. So many of them perished. It's not the will of God that anyone perish, the Bible says. Not his will. If he's sending his messenger, if he's sending his prophet to let you know what is coming, it is for us to be unrepenting. It is for us to be seeking him. It is for us to know and understand that what he's saying is coming, it's coming. My brother and sister, it is coming. Because he said it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He says it is. And so when he says it is, and it is not just he has said it through me, he has said it through so many of his servants. Late 1800, God raised prophet to tell him about this judgment that will come in the latter days. My brother and sister, back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, there were other prophets also who warned God's people of this type of judgment in the last days. They heard the Lord say yes. He warned people, my brother and sister, of the latter days judgment. In regard to this judgment, he showed me, my brother and my sister. But again, they didn't listen. They didn't prepare. I said, sure, many dead. Back in the 50s and 60s, we know, and many are with the Lord. Isn't that awesome? Many that repented, as the Lord had taken me to heaven a few weeks ago, and I seen some of them in heaven, and I rejoiced. I seen a few Americans in heaven, of the oldest Americans, the way they used to dress and the things they used to have. When they went to church, I saw, hallelujah, some of them. I had some of them pray for me in heaven. I rejoiced with these. Hallelujah, men and women of God, they're in heaven with God, my brother and sister, because many of them kept repenting. They kept seeking the Lord. They didn't know when this thing would happen. Many of them did not got to this time like we are to see this judgment. They had no idea what is COVID-19 and the vaccination for COVID-19. They had no idea what is that? What in the world is that? But we fully understand what it is. My brother insisted, hallelujah, because we are the one living in this time, okay? But if you tell them, what about the nuclear weapon that are hitting in this nation for the last day? Oh, we heard about that. Yes, God told us they have them. They are. My brother insisted. And many are in heaven, and they did not see this explosion, but it's for the time that you and I, my brother and sister, and this is going to change our lives like you cannot even imagine, my brother and sister, like you cannot even imagine. Oh, my Lord, oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But God said through Jeremiah 11:23, hallelujah, there should be no remnant of them, for I will bring evil upon them. I'm not sure. Even the year of the visitation. There's always a year of visitation that God talks to his prophet. Hallelujah. When it will come with judgment, says Isaiah. He'll come and bring his judgment. He bring his judgment come to pass that he has spoken through his prophet. My brother and sister, hallelujah. This morning, he took me back, I believe it was like late 80s. I heard of this prophet of the Lord, Zizi Avila. He spoke about this judgment. And he said that some of these judgments were supposed to come like 88 in the United States. But the Lord had prayed to the Father for these judgments to be delayed. So I was taken back then, and I see myself back again when I was about 18. I'm looking at myself. I'm 50 today. I was 18 back then. I was taken back to see myself when I was 18. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. When this word was spoken of, my brother and sister, and it was like God was letting me know, If I would allow this judgment to come upon this land, you would not have been ready spiritually. So I thank God, and all of us here, and everyone listening, and everyone that may listen, can thank God for he not allowing this back then, because we were not ready. And he knew this. And he showed me that we were not ready. You were not ready. Hallelujah. And so the Lord had asked for this to be delayed. As I heard through all the prophet about this judgment, three nuclear briefcase from Russia that had been brought into this nation, hidden. And I saw this happening back in the late 80s, almost 90s. My brother and sister. And now coming into our near future, he brings me into our near future. And one of them went off, my brother and sister. And it seems like it was in Washington or near Washington, my brother and sister. And there was so much noise and commotion with people in this nation, my brother and sister. The police in the state of North Carolina, because this was so close, the FBI, a federal agent, began to take action right away. They were talking about, people were asking what happened, who was killed, you know? Was Biden, them, all them in Congress, all of them? It looks like the whole building were smashed to pieces, my brother and sister. So the state police and the federal government, it was a mess, because when you, the leaders from Washington, give the orders, the generals, to the different states, and they activate the army, and they get everyone active right away. But now without the leaders, the state now, governors have to take over practically the nations now, my brother and sister. And so the FBI with the government and the state police began to calm the people. But at the same time, everyone had questions, who was alive, who made it in Washington. But we all felt the explosion, the nuclear explosion. They were talking to us about the radiation, about this nuclear explosion, and that they needed to take our children to an undisclosed location. So the government had ordered our school to get the children in the bus and to drive them to an undisclosed location. They were in contact with the school. They were in contact with our bus, with the bus. And the bus was taken off where the state was leading them to take them to, because they said, we need to protect our little ones. But then they had us standing outside. They told everyone to come out of their homes and stand outside, that we will receive orders of what would happen next, my brother and sister. And they noticed a lot of people wanted to stay inside their homes. But no, they were speaking to them with loudspeaker. No, ma'am, sir, you must come out of your house and stand here outside so you can receive instruction. Hallelujah. We must give you instruction on what to do next, they were saying to us. My brothers, and we, the whole thousands of people, we will line up, getting ready to receive instruction from the state. My brothers, the state police and the FBI on where to go. My brothers and sisters, they keep talking about the radiation of this nuclear explosion that will be, especially this part of the eastern part of the United States, that now they said it was not safe because of the radiation, and that my brother insisted everyone needed to move, but they had not given us the order where to move, but they had given order to the bosses to take our children to an undisclosed location, my brother insisted, but they could not confirm who was alive in Washington from this explosion. It looks like this nuclear weapon took all the building, demolished all the building, and they could not tell who was alive. We don't know if it happens in a holiday when in Washington they were all together celebrating, and that's when they were decimated and ordered a sign, everyone was killed and destroyed. It could not be confirmed. They could not confirm it. The FBI could not confirm it, who it was. They say that there were special teams who were in charge to investigate, but there was nothing coming out of it yet. Because when something like this happens, I guess they cannot go in directly. They need a special suit, a special equipment to be able to go in into those places, the no demolished building, and investigate and see what happened. And some people can say Russia because of the war in Ukraine. I heard it clearly. Oh, this is because of the war in Ukraine. We got involved in Ukraine. Look what we brought up on ourselves. People are saying to the FBI agent, the FBI agent was telling people, please remain calm, sir. Ma'am, remain calm. Remain calm. You must remain calm now in this situation. You must remain calm. They were trying to keep the people calm. Some people wanted to fight. No, you must remain calm. Oh, my brother and sister, what a mess it was. Okay, and they were talking about the radiation in the air, that this will contaminate, the wind will bring the radiation down to the state, this local state, and so people must be moved ASAP, my brother and sister. So I guess they were waiting for special buses or equipment to begin to remove the adults, but the children were being moved from every single school of the country quickly, my brother and sister. The buses were being moved quickly. The children were being moved quickly. I was with my wife, next to my wife, and I'm like, we need to know where our children are. We need to know where they're taking our children. And when we asked, they said, sir, ma'am, they're being taken to an undisclosed location. And so that's, what is that? What is that address? No one knows. Undisclosed. They're not telling you where it is. So it's, to them they say it's secure undisclosed location. So I guess we have to assume they're secure. My brother insisted, and so it was little information coming out of them to the people because they can see how worried people were. But again, everything was under investigation. It was a mess. My brother insisted they needed to take charge. State police. And FBI and local police, they all were working together to get everyone calm, to get everyone moving to the place that they thought that would be safer for people. But it was such a mess, and we didn't know how much the Washington and Maryland and Virginia were destroyed, my brother insisted, because a nuclear weapon can bring so much destruction, especially to those buildings, my brother insisted. But you can see people crying. Many people were crying and worrying, said, oh, my God. You can hear women saying, oh, my God, amen, oh, my God. Some people had their hand on their head, and you can see the tear coming out of people's eyes. You can see people hugging one another, crying, oh, my God. Who would have thought this would happen to us? Who would have thought this would happen to us? The crying was great. The worry and concern was also great. Everyone was asking, who did this? Was it China? Was it North Korea? Was it Russia? Who did it to us? And again, the FBI will say it's under investigation. We cannot blame anyone because we don't know. We don't know, they say. We don't know. We have to investigate this. We got special teams. We got special people going in there to investigate, go through the ruins and investigate and find out how it happened. How do you run a nation, I ask you now, how do you run this nation without Washington? How? My brother insisted. Do you see the mess? Can you understand what God has been preserving us from? Can you understand out his mercy and grace upon this nation? For so many years, my brother insisted. The FBI said we could not blame anyone on this. We don't know. We have to investigate. How do you investigate dust? Building turned into dust in a few seconds. with all the people in it, and not a single person alive, because it was not expected. Everybody thinks that they're secure, they're safe. It's something you don't expect that happened, my brother and sister. Oh, what a mess, what a mess. What a mess in our country. And I can think, wow, we haven't been so long in this house that we just moved 5-6 months ago. And now, you know, I was thinking we haven't been that long, but now I say 5-6 months because it's what we've been living here. And these things happen all of a sudden. And I kept thinking we haven't, in the Revelation, I was thinking we haven't been so long in this house and this happened. Now we're going to have to leave our house and abandon our house. And we don't know when we're coming back. We don't know because now they're taking people to undisclosed location, to other places in other states. I remember back in Massachusetts, I believe it was 2013, 2014, the Lord giving me a dream. In this dream, I believe we were living close to Texas. And I didn't know. And I remember we were riding horses. And I was thinking, I noticed that the judgment that had hit the land was so severe that highways and main roads were broken. And so horses was the way of transportation again. And I remember back then, why is the Lord showing me us being in Texas? We have to be in Texas. I knew in that revelation of the Lord, we have to go to Texas to be able to live. Because for some reason, where we used to live, it was not livable anymore. It was not livable. But in that dream, it was not explained to me why. It was only shown to me that we had to abandon the north and go west because where we were was not livable anymore. It left me with a lot of questions in that revelation, but it was a total different life again. And then I was like, why? Why is our life is changing? It's totally changing. We had to go to another state because this part of the north was not livable anymore. Why? Well, this was explained to me this morning, or this was shown to me this morning. Because the mess that is coming will have many people to have abandoned these states and go west. That's what the FBI was telling us. Hallelujah. That's a good question, David. David says, is this before the rapture? That's a good question. My brothers, only the Lord has all the answer. But he showed me that this is soon to happen. My brother and sister, soon to happen. And our life are going to change. Yes, he's going to protect us and deliver us. Because when my brother Ben was in Virginia next to Washington, not Virginia, Maryland, the Lord told him to come this way to North Carolina. I remember him telling me this. And he came in obedience with the Lord. The Lord was delivering him for what was about to happen there. My brother and sister. And he didn't know. He didn't know. You can ask him, do you know this? No, he didn't know. But in obedience, when we ask the Lord, Lord, is this what you want me to go, Lord? Is you guiding me this way? My brother and sister, like I did myself, yes. He was delivering us for what is coming. Grace shaking. This is what grace shaking for this nation. Because this will change everyone's life completely. My brother and sister. Because you can't call Washington now to see what will be the next decision. State will have to make their own decision now. my brother and sister. And if it's watching them and still destroy, they might have to think about rebuilding it. But nuclear, we talked about this years ago here in the Lloyd Tower, last year, the year before. When the nuclear weapon goes off, the radiation is so bad, it could stay in the land for 50 years. It's not livable for 50 years. And they don't have special equipment to remove it completely. They have equipment or they have liquid to, because I heard about that years ago, my brother and sister, to kind of reduce the effect, but not eliminate it. So once it happens in one state, that state needs to be abandoned for over 50 years, my brother and sister. So a lot of people still in their mind, in their heart, have not comprehend what God is saying to us. What is he delivering us from, my brother and sister? Thank you, Lord. The mess is going to be great, my brother and sister. And if it's before the rapture, as Brother David wants to know, I said, before the rapture, Brother Elby. If it's before the rapture, because we were still here. We've been promised to be raptured. And this happened while we're still here, my brother and sister. So it looks like it is before the rapture. It's a total change of life. How many times did the Lord say through his prophet last year, Sister Barbara and them, that life will not go back to being the same? My brother and sister. Didn't he say that? Or I'm making this up. He say that to us. Life will not go back to being the same. My brother and sister. And that will bring a change. Can you believe that will bring a change? Or I'm exaggerating. Because some people say, oh, you exaggerate, Brother Elby. Am I exaggerating? Now, research it yourself if you think I'm exaggerating. It will bring a change. It will change everyone's life. Then everyone living after that under great fear. Shalom, Sister Luna. Great fear after it happens. Because the question is, when will another happen? Or where? And whatever your state you're in, you'll be asking yourself, would it happen in this state? Would it happen in Texas? Would it happen in California? Huh? You'll be asking yourself. Everyone will live under the fear. My brothers, tremendous fear. And this year that God has given us, where little has happened. Yes, we lived through COVID-19, but still little has happened. When something major like this, I believe a nuclear weapon is something major. And when that happens, it changes everyone's life. My brother and sister, it changes everyone's life. Not the same. Hallelujah. They believe that even people who are close to smelling the radiation or inhaling the radiation into their body, they will have consequence. Like people in Hiroshima and all those different places, the consequence, they will have to live with it for the rest of their lives. My brother and sister, it's something that some of you may need to research. Research. That's why when God said repent and prepare for what is coming, it's because he wants to keep us. He wants us to dwell under the shadow of the Almighty, under his protection. My brother and sister, that's what he wants. I was looking up the word sudden. The word sudden is like the word instant. My brother and sister, instant. You know what God said to the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 7:4? For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. You hear that? By turning against God, turning to other God as they do and discern, speaking to them and listening to them, following their orders. Okay? God says that them doing that, they will turn their son from God, that they may serve other God, so will the anger of the Lord be kindled. God will be great angry of a great anger against them, against you, and destroy thee suddenly, unexpected, quickly. That's a national of a nuclear weapon. You see, who's suspecting this? This nation or many others. Sudden destruction, which people knew for many years ago, nuclear weapons. My brother and sister, that will change everything. That will change everything. My brother and sister, there are many things that are being spoken in the media. They have no idea what they're talking about. They have not lived through the consequence. They cannot imagine the consequence. So they're speaking with no knowledge. My brother and sister. And the Bible says people perish for lack of knowledge. But God says, my people. And as God's people, we pray for knowledge and wisdom from God to help us know and understand. Who would have thought something like this would happen to us in this nation? And then that we will have to leave now in the knowledge of knowing that another one can explore in any other state. My brother and sister, and that now you don't have, because, again, if the president is removed, goes to the vice president. If the vice president is removed, goes to the House Speaker. If the House Speaker is removed, then I believe it goes into either Senator, Congress, or the Army. So in this case, because it's all together that it happens, who is in charge now? The state governors of every state. And of course, they're probably later on voting and elect someone to be a president. But then, again, without our White House, it's a mess. That was my dream, my revelation this morning. Such a mess that we had to live under. And everyone having questions, for not everyone, my brother and sister, to answer. And David says that would set the stage for Obama to return. Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Lord, oh Lord. Biden is meeting with world leaders soon. Either meeting or they're meeting to turn the digital currency of the world to the UN. He's been signing the document as other world leaders are doing the same. The new world order is being put together in front of our eyes. And how many can see Biden signing document with all these world presidents to put all this power into the hand of the UN and understand what's happening? What we are seeing happening today on the news, what Fox News, CNN, CNBC, and all these channels are talking about today, back in the early 90s in Bible study, we were talking about it 28, 30 years ago. My brother and sister. And a lot of people say, oh, forget about it. We're never going to see this come to pass. They will never do that. Or they won't even talk about that. And look, we're living it today. People don't understand or don't expect this change of life, my brother and sister. If we go about our life the way we think is right, forget about everything, sinning, instead of living for God, we will be shocked with the life change that are coming, that we will be in ourselves soon. And an event like this that I'm telling you tonight that is coming, people are going to find themselves crying desperately, not knowing what to do. The first thing after the briefcase went off, I could see everyone in every state stop suddenly. People in California stop, Chicago, anywhere. They just stop their lives. Because it's over the news. Not just because it's over the news. Everyone can feel in such an explosion that can level Washington where felt everywhere in the country. It's like the whole country choked like a drunken. And it shook so strong, the fear immediately came into people's body. Everywhere they found themselves and stopped. Whoa, what is this? There was such a, you know, some people thought it was an earthquake. You know, like the land has just shaken violently for a few seconds. And then, what is this? But then it's going to come out of the news. The news will report it. We just had a nuclear explosion in U.S. soil in Washington, D.C. And then so much question. My brother and sister, how many times years ago we sat here in the Lord Tower, we need to have CB radio, ham radio, because you know what all this mess is going to bring. Communication was going to have to come down. They cannot allow television to bring fear on people like before. State are going to act. The FBI is going to act quickly. My brother insisted. God has shown this pastor many years ago in New York City that this country will be without communication for, I believe it was more than a year. They have to do it. They have to limit the communication like it is today. My brother and sister. Because it will be greater mess. Because there will be so much question. They will be reporting and saying things that they don't know that is not true. My brother and sister. This country cannot continue going this way. Reporting things that are not true. And when something like this happens, my brother, they will start blaming countries. And country, knowing that there's not a leader here, what do you think they want to do? So they have to limit the communications, get everyone on board to elect leaders and set a capital and act quickly. Because you know what happens when a nation doesn't have the leaders. What will they do? They'll take advantage right away. Let them bait. And that's what they don't want. All the government would understand that. And the decision they have to make will have to be quickly. And cutting down communication is the best. My brother and sister, the mess that is coming, God will bring us through in victory, you and I. But where is our faith? Where is our trust in him? We need to be repenting now, yesterday, in the year before. We need to be repenting 2021. We need to be repenting 2020. We need to be repenting 2019 and before with God. So when something like this happens, we are not in such a shock, because that's what I saw, people. They were in such a shock, thinking, what are we going to do? Because remember how the economy functions, how money is wired, how banks move their money and do their things. Now they have no way of doing things like they used to. Everything changes. Everything becomes local. Your local bank, your local city, your local government. Now they will have order only to give people $250 a week or less. Bank of America. They will start little with people. They can dispose it. Because now they don't have the federal to provide them with the cash. They will complain of not having enough cash. My brother and sister, this will stop delivery. You will not be able to order from Amazon right away and get your delivery. They'll change everything. Okay? And life changes immediately. It's going to take them some time to start putting things together, a longer time than people expect. My brother and sister, this is going to take longer. This is not easy to deal with because everyone is in shock. Jeremiah 23 says, therefore, their way should be unto them a slippery way in darkness. They should be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring upon them even the year of the visitation, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. When people decided to turn their back on God, they had no idea that God can bring upon them sudden destruction. My brother and sister, for the sin and disobedience. Because he said that when the parents of those that came out of Egypt with Moses and them led the children to worship other gods, my brother and sister, which are the same as the fallen angels that these people are speaking through Washington and all these places, and are refusing to repent, it angered God and brought sudden distraction to those parents, and they perished in the wilderness. Will he not do the same as he done before? Of course. My brother and sister, hallelujah, it's a mess. Hallelujah, it is a mess. It is a mess, my brother and sister, that is difficult to explain. Hallelujah. It's very difficult. Very, very. 2 Chronicles 29:31, Hezekiah rejoiced in other people. God had prepared the people for the things that was done suddenly. See, God did this suddenly. Hallelujah. The people of God rejoice because, see, You don't see it this way. He's stopping evil. He's stopping them that are communicating with those demons. It's like bringing rest upon the land when this happened. While the other people, oh, what are we doing now? And they're confused. And it talks about confusion upon them. My brother and sister, that's why the Lord has said we are in the world, but we're not of the world. We're not to be living in this world the way the rest of humanity who is in sin, who is trusting president and government, the whole system are living. We should not be living the same. We should be living with the Lord. We should be having a prayer life, a fasting life, a life with the Lord, walking with him, trusting him. My brother and sister, this is going to bring a change like people cannot imagine. My brother and sister, they cannot imagine this change, but it's coming. Psalm 64:7, but God shall shoot at them with arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. Suddenly shall they be wounded. Hallelujah. See, my brother and sister, the punishment of sin is dead. But through our Lord Jesus Christ, God is having mercy not to be sending everyone quickly to hell. Yes, many are dying and going to hell, but not everyone is. He's being merciful with people to repent and giving them time to repent. My brother insisted. But there comes a time where sudden destruction come on them unexpectedly. My brother, and the wicked, this is for the wicked. This is for the disobedient, wicked nation who have forgotten God, who have gone after other gods. My brother and sister, my Lord, my God. Hallelujah. To us, this is what God says, Proverbs 3:25. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. It's going to come, God says. It's going to come. But what did God say? Not to fear when it does. It's going to come. Their desolation, their destruction, their sudden destruction is going to come. Be not afraid of sudden fear. Because this will bring sudden fear. That's what I saw. That's what the Lord was showing me. People were in tremendous fear. What do we do now? Okay? And people had to leave their state, leave their homes to undisclosed location in other state in the West to be able to escape the radiation, the contamination, because it will contaminate the water. It will contaminate the food. Supermarket will have to be abandoned, Virginia, Georgia, Maryland, and North Carolina. My province, even, maybe even South Carolina. And they have to just get on the buses and leave. And leave. Everyone leave. To try to preserve the life. Now, what happened now? Here's another thing for people. What happened of those people that are going to be moving, when they test them, because they're going to test people, if they find radiation in the blood, in their body, they have to be now isolated. FEMA camps and so much other more. That makes life difficult for people. Okay? That will really make it even worse. My brother and sister. It will make it even worse. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My brother and sister. It might be because this state, it's not so close with Washington and Maryland that after they are able to, after everything's settled, I don't know how many years or months, they might allow people to come back here. That might be the case. My brother and sister later on. But I remember years ago, he showed us living in the West in a different situation. And I knew that for whatever reason, we were not allowed to come to the North because it was not livable anymore. Whatever judgment came to the North, it came. And whoever was moved, was moved. I knew that we were there. We were not contaminated at all. We were living our normal lives there. My brother and sister. But life was different than what it is now. It's not like, let me go get in my car and go to the supermarket. It was different, my brother and sister. Things are about to change. Hallelujah. Trusting in the Lord is the best. The Lord then said, remember, he was taking some of his servants home early. What does that mean? A lot of his servants, he doesn't want them to go through what we may encounter soon. What is going to come on the land soon, the sudden destruction. He's not going to allow a lot of his servants. He's taking them home early. And I don't know how many weeks and months were from this judgment, because I was, when he brought me back, I was trying to compare the time, like it looked so close. But, you know, but I stay away from time. Everything is in the hand of God and his timing. He knows when it's come, but it's coming. He has said it word. What he has shown me is not something new. It is shocking, but it's not new. He's been saying this through his servant the prophet for many years. Since the 50 years. He's been warning them that he was bringing this type of judgment. My brother and sister. And now he sees that it's time for him to bring it. He's going to bring it. Proverbs 6:15, therefore, shall his calamity come suddenly, suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. There it is. God's been saying for years, this is the way he's going to deal with the wicked. He'll bring their calamity suddenly, my brother and sister. That's a change. That is a change. Okay? Even though he is with us, he's a provider, no. To us, it is a change of life, though. Okay? But it's okay. We're servant of the Lord. We serve him. Whatever his plan, whatever he it is, we say amen. We don't say they argue with him. Oh, Lord, but you... No. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in all life as it is in heaven. Remember, he is our Lord. When you have a Lord, a master like we had Jesus, it's what he says that we do. We don't sit there and say, well, I don't want to go there. I'm fine over here. No. He knows what's best for us. Lord, help us. And this is something we need to take in prayer with the Lord. Lord, if you're going to have a move to the west, Lord, to Texas and other states, amen, Lord, but that will be done. This is not debatable. This is that if he's bringing this, he's going to protect us. He's going to guide us. Amen. Let his will be done. My brother and sister. Okay? Let his will be done. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Brother said, my back's apart. Pack. Amen. That's it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs 24:22, for their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knows, hallelujah, the ruins of them both. That's it. Hallelujah. Proverbs 29:1, he that being often reproved, stiff-necked, shall suddenly be destroyed without mercy. And that's what the people are being before God, stiff-necked. Telling them, repent and seek them, turn away from the wicked way, from abortion, homosexuality, and so much. And they are being stiff-necked. They keep saying to God, this is the way we're going to live. This is the way we are. We don't want to change. We want to continue going to church this way. Leave us alone. Okay? And God saying, no. My way or the highway, God saying to them. You want to go that way? Sudden destruction will come upon you. It's already been spoken. When the Lord took me back to 88, I believe it was 88, when I heard about this prophecy, 88, 89, he took me back then. I was 18. That's the time when I was 18. I saw myself as a teenager in high school. And when he took me there, he was showing me that back then I was not ready for something like this to happen. So he's showing me his mercy on it. His grace is sufficient. And it's been sufficient for my life and your life too. Okay? So he's been having mercy on this nation for so many years, my brother and sister. And now that the time has come, for this judgment to come, because they themselves have refused, they've been stiff-necked, refused to repent. My brother and sister, but now that we are serving the Lord, now that we are known by him and he's keeping and protecting us, we need to commit to him and ask him to help us through this, because it won't be easy anyway. It won't be easy. My brother and sister, but, of course, he'll take care of us. He'll deliver us through it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He has provision for us. He will provide. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't know back then, back in 2013, 2014, when he showed me this, when would this come? But I knew this was part of a judgment of the last days. I knew it was. I didn't know when. How much has it been? What, 9 years now? My brother and sister, 9 years since he showed me this, that this will be in the last day, this type of judgment, and that we will have to move from the eastern part of the United States. We will have to go west. And we there went west with my family. I was there with my family and children. And I'm going to tell you this. Okay, back then I only had my son Levi. I didn't have Joshua, he was little. He was late. He was born in 2012, my brother and sister. Levi was born in 09. And we didn't know we were going to have a daughter. He did promise us a daughter, though. And I saw myself living out west with my three children and my wife, my brother and sister, but in a whole different life. Like, it was not in the eastern part of the United States anymore. It was in the western part. And So I knew there that we were supposed to go there at one time, but it was God that was going to take us there. It was not up to us. It was up to him in his timing, my brother and sister. And when I saw the state police, the FBI, the local police moving people out of the state, I'm not going to lie on that, in nearby state, they were just moving people away. They're telling, no, you need to leave this place. You need to leave the state. You cannot stay here any longer. It will not be safe. The radiation would contaminate the water, the food, everything, the air. Okay? And so it's like you will need a special equipment just to live here. And that's who wants to live with a suit, like a space suit, just to live here? It's impossible. It made no sense. Think about it. So they said, you have to leave. They got everyone out of their homes. And people were mad. People were angry. Oh, I don't want to leave my house. I want to stay here. Sir, ma'am, you have to come out. You have to leave. It is not safe. It is not safe for you to stay. Okay? So, wow, what a mess. What a mess. And to go through it and to live through it like I did this morning, it was shocking. My brother and sister. But the awesome thing was when he took me back to 1988 and showed me when I was 18 and to see myself as a teenager going about my life, doing the things I was doing, and he showed me that I was not ready if it would happen back then, that this was left to the last days by the mercy of the Lord, where we will be in a position where we will be in union, communion with him, where he would be protecting us, we'll be under his protection. My brother and sister, because this was Psalm 91 says, my brother and sister, him that dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. In other words, that's when you are with God. You are in repenting. You are seeking God. You are in communion with God. You're dwelling under his shadow, under his protection. And he was showing me that now we are under his protection. And now he can lead us and guide us and take care of us. Like no detail with God is taken for granted. We take for granted a lot of things, not God, not the Lord. Every single thing about you and I, he's taking care, whether you see it or not, because a lot of people don't see it. But you don't know all the things he has delivered you from. My brother and sister, when you get to heaven, you'll find out. He'll show you, and you'll be like, oh, Lord, I didn't know exactly. A lot of people don't know the protection of the Lord, the angelic protection that we have, the overshadowed protection of him. It's on our lives to go through these things protected by him. In that, yes, we will have to move, but he already has a plan to take care of us in the moving. My brother and sister, hallelujah. So we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be scared. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes 9:12. For men also knoweth not his time, as the fish that are taken in an evil net, as the birds that are caught in a snare, or the sons of men snare an evil time when it falleth sudden upon them. Talks about sudden destruction coming upon men. The men are not aware. But here's the good thing. If we're trusting in the Lord, if we are seeking the Lord, if we are in union and communion with the Lord, even when the sudden destruction, he says, not to be afraid, and we are protected. You see why obedience with God is so important? Because yes, he will bring the judgment. He'll allow these things to destiny and destroy city. and buildings and people. But his children are protected. They're kept from the sight of destruction. They are delivered. My brother and sister, and this is what he's been telling us, why it's so important we stay close with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 48:44, he that flee from the fear shall fall into a pit, and he that guarded up of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For I will bring upon it, even upon Moab, the year of the visitation, saith the Lord. This is a year appointed by God when he's going to bring this, where man had no idea of when. We had no idea when. He doesn't do anything before letting his servant the prophet first. And this is what he's doing tonight. He's letting us know before he brings it ahead. I don't know how many weeks or months ahead. Before he brings it. It is a year of visitation. I love it because sister was saying tonight for the midnight oil that the Lord, thank you, Jesus, is coming. She was talking about the 3 days of darkness. And one thing she was saying that I like so much, hallelujah. She's talking about the 3 days of darkness. That the Lord is coming, the darkness is coming, and the Lord is coming. She was saying, let me see if I believe I uploaded it to have it ready. Thank you, Lord. Let me see. Thank you, Jesus. So you can hear it. It's a confirmation of what we were speaking here on the Lord's Hour. The Lord just showed it to her. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. And the way she explains it, it's exactly how we've been talking about it on the Lord's Hour. And the 3 days of darkness are so close also. My brother and sister, they are so close. Thank you, Jesus. I want to play her audio because I thought this revelation to share. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's what we've been talking about here in the Lord's Hour. Thank you, Lord, in regard to the 3 days of darkness. Thank you, God. Let me play this out and see.
Hi, everyone. I'm Melissa with Midnight Hour Oil.
Thank you, Lord.
I wanted to just come out and share with you the dream I was given a few nights ago and just share the meaning of the dream and what I believe this is saying concerning the rapture of the church, some things we can expect before it, and just encourage everybody to share these warnings with your family members, friends who do not know Jesus, because I believe we are getting so close. So many people are being given rapture dreams and visions, and God forbid anybody we know or love is going to be left here to face it. I uploaded a video to my community page. It's a story of a 16-year-old girl who was given a dream, literally watched her mom being taken up in the rapture. And she had been resisting giving her life to the Lord, and she shared what she saw in the beginning of the tribulation. And it was terrifying to her. And because of the dream, she gave her life to the Lord. This is something that I believe the Lord is trying to get as many people into that place of readiness before that day of the Lord comes. So in this dream, I was out on, it's called Rails for Trails. It's paved trails that go out into the woods. And my husband and I go out on them pretty regularly, almost daily if it's not raining or snowing. And so we were out on one of these trails that we are typically on. And we were coming back. Now we walk the trails normally in either the morning or during the week, we usually go 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So as we were coming back, I was on the phone with my sister Michelle, who symbolizes the church, and we get to this one place, which is about a half a mile from the trailhead, and all of a sudden, my phone disconnects from my sister, and it's getting dark. It's rapidly getting dark. And so I'm trying to swipe down on my phone to get the flashlight app to come up, and it just won't come up. So then I stop, and I am looking up in the sky, and I see there are some clouds, but it's not terribly cloudy, but there are some clouds. And then I look down the trail, and it's pitch black darkness, and I know it's time for the rapture. Just have this knowing. So then I wake up into another dream. So it was kind of like a dream in a dream. And I am at my neighbor's house, and there's a handful of people there, 7-8 people. And there's an older couple that owned the home. It was like a woman I used to work with. Her name was Paula. It was her grandparents. And I said to Paula, I said, does your grandfather believe in a pre-tribulation rapture? And she nodded like, yes, he does. So I looked across the room at him, and he had been real quiet up until this time. And I asked him, I said, do you believe in a pre-tribulation rapture? And he said, yeah. And he started talking about it. And I said, well, I just had a dream about the rapture. And I was telling him the rapture is coming. It's very close. A lot of people are being shown in dreams and visions. And so then the grandmother comes to me and says, well, I know there's people meeting in their homes. And she was kind of upset because nobody had invited her. And I said, invite your friends to your home. And I said, and Alan and I will come, and we'll meet here. Like, we'll have Bible studies here. And she was very happy about that. So what I believe these dreams indicate, Joel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, describes what it's going to be like when the day of the Lord comes. And it says this, let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. So I believe that at the moment that the darkness sets in, that's the time of the rapture. I just knew that we were about to be taken up. And I just wanted to describe the darkness, because it wasn't like a natural darkness, like the result of the absence of light. It was almost like this darkness had a substance to it. It was a penetrating darkness. And you could not see anything. And now, an iPhone, which is what I had in my hand trying to bring up that flashlight app, it is symbolic of technology, the world system. And I believe what the Lord is getting across there is that when this darkness sets in, there is nothing in this world that is going to be able to penetrate that darkness. It is going to be a supernatural darkness. And the disconnect from my sister, I believe that is showing where the church is going to be at the time that the church is taken out, the remnant church, I should say, is taken out. There will be a disconnect within the church, and I think we see that already, but I don't know, maybe it will become even worse. The thing is, it was a normal day. When Jesus prophesied about the day of the Lord, he said, he compared it to the days of Noah, that men would be eating and drinking, and they would be giving in marriage. It would be normal until the time, he said, when the flood came and took them all, they had no idea what was coming. The people had no idea because everything was normal. There were really no signs leading up to it other than the warnings that were being given by Noah. When the day of the Lord comes, people will not expect it. It's just going to come. Like, my husband and I were just walking the trails, a very normal activity for us. And then, bam, there it was. The darkness had set in, and I knew it was time. In the next part of the dream where I woke up from the dream where we were about to be raptured, I believe that basically speaks to what it's going to be like before the rapture, that people are going to be really drawn to the relationship-based Christianity, where people will be meeting in homes. I hesitate to call it house church because that sounds like you can just take the church and move it into a home, because when you meet in your home, it's very different than when you meet in these large buildings. The whole foundation is based on relationships with the Father and the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and relationships with one another, which is not the way organized religion functions. So it's very different in that respect. And this is what people, I believe this dream is showing, are going to be pursuing. They're going to want that more relationship-based Christianity. So I hope you'll take all this to the Lord in prayer and ask him for a confirmation. I just believe this is just another of many warnings that we are very close, church, to being taken out. And again, I'm not going to argue the pre-tribulation rapture. I'll just put a link to the video I did a few years ago called the Pre-Tribulation Church Rapture 101, and you can see what I believe concerning a pre-tribulation rapture, that it is bedrocked in Scripture. And I'll also add that we are entering into a high watch time. Jack Lankford and Gary Stearman both believe that Pentecost is a very high watch time. They believe that is the time of the rapture. And after reading Jack Lankford's book and everything he laid out, it makes perfect sense. And so I encourage you to just, again, share these warnings with family, with friends, and focus on the Lord right now. Take that time in the secret place with Him, of His presence. We need more than ever to be focused on Him. The enemy is on a rampage, seeking whom he will devour. So just stay hidden, church, in Christ. And as always, it is my prayer that we will all continue to keep our lamps burning bright while we're waiting for Jesus. I love you all. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. You see how she's confirmed what we've been talking about here in the Lord's Hour. The Lord confirmed through her, through the dream, the revelation, the darkness, which are the 3 days of darkness. And those darkness is when the Lord will call us by name as we come out of the darkness in a glorified body for the revival. 3 days of darkness, the Lord changes. He sends us to do revival. And that show revival, as the Lord has shown me step by step clearly. Then after we go to where the Lord is sending us to and finish our task, then He'll say, okay, you may go home. And we go home. And I saw my brothers and sisters flying off to heaven home. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. When I was in heaven a few weeks ago, what the servant said to me is, you're about to come home, Elvie. Just like that. Man of God, Elvie, you're about to come home, he says. And, wow, it's what they have heard in heaven. It's what they know from Father, from God. We, the church, we, the bride, we're about to be going home. We don't have much. We don't have much. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen quickly. The events are going to happen quickly. Judgment, they're going to happen quickly. I hope we're not here for the destruction, sudden destruction. Many people believe we will not be around. That will be awesome. That will be great. I've been wanting it like this for a long time. As far as I know, we're close to be going home. Same thing the Lord has told us down here, that we have heard from the Lord. Same thing is being told in heaven to the angel, to the redeemed. It's what they know. It's what we know. God has told all his creation the same information. No one knows more. In heaven, the redeemed, the angel, don't know more than us in regard to the bride going home. What we heard, they heard. Father said it's over. The Lord has said it's over. The bride is about to enter. They've been told. We've been told the same. The bride is about to leave. The bride is about to come home. Same information. Heaven and earth. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's telling us, all of us, the same. The only thing in heaven, you have more patience in the presence of God because everything is perfect to wait for this to happen. You know what's going to happen any second, any minute. Amen. So you will wait. Down here, we are told to wait and wait patiently, which is a fruit of the Spirit. It's something that not everyone have grown into the fruit of the Spirit of patience, to wait patiently on the Lord, the Bible says. Okay? Not everyone is there to say, I'm waiting patiently, I'm not worried. Whatever day happens, okay? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Some of us get desperate, and we just want to go home. my brother and sister, I just want to go home. We don't want to be here now any longer. Things are changing rapidly down here. My brother and sister, everything is being changed. I say, again, Biden and other world presidents are signing up all the digital currency to the UN. The UN, I believe it's in a month, the Genesis network that they would been putting together failed on them a few months ago. Now they believe they're ready to go online, where everything is going digital currency, digital everything, the passport, Social Security, everything will be in that digital system. As soon as the system is fully in operation, it will require the RFID in people's right hand, and it will require them to be fully vaccinated with COVID-19 vaccine also. The two things that we don't want, okay, that's this system right now, they are signing to be put in order, my brother and sister, in action. This only tells me that we're getting out of here sooner than anything, because the system that they're putting in action, they said it will be in operation within a month or in a few months as they're signing it into order. You know that when these orders are signed, it takes a few months to go into action, and that's basically what it's taking. They say that the system is ready, is what I hear online, to go into action also. When they thought it would be ready last year, back in 2021, I believe it was in May of 2021, when Biden tried to bring the system online, and they had a problem, and they could not bring the Genesis system online. Now, this May, it's almost over, and they tested the system, and they think it's ready to go online. And the system, again, all currency will be turned into digital. They already have moved into the system, Bitcoin, all these digital currency, and banks already are being moved there. I already heard of banks. I can't remember a few of the names, but they were saying a few of the name of big banks that are being already, that are moving the currency into the new system of the government. All major banks in the United States and in Europe will be moving to that system, and they are being moved there. When they have problems, they could not move them. Now they're being moved. So very soon there will be no banks available but in that new system, is what is being said online. So that's going to change everything. People's Social Security and information going to be in that new system. When the new system is fully in operation, it will require an RFID in the right hand and fully vaccinated, which we don't want to be part of that. And the Lord knows this. And when I hear them saying all these things online, I am so happy, because this tells us that the Lord's getting us out. He's getting his people out, because his people will not be part of that system. Our name, our bank account, whatever, is not going to go out there. They may do it afterward, after we're gone, but we don't want it. We don't want to be part of it. In the United States and Europe, NATO are doing all this. Biden is meeting with his president. They're signing this. The UN will supervise all this, because it will be under their control. They will control all digital currency, the UN. This is what they're signing. Okay? I still don't know how they can sign all that without Russia and China agreeing to it. But as far as we know, Russia has said they're going to deal with their own currency, and so will be China. So I guess it will be okay for them to do that, then for all these nations to join. Switzerland and I was in Poland was the two countries they wanted to bring in before they can sign this. And so they use this mess in Russia and Ukraine to bring them in. And so now they're bringing them in. And so all those billion that are in the Swiss banks will be part of the system now, also they said. And it's all will be running under the UN supervision and control, totally. And again, we know that the man of sin, let me go there in the Bible, will be, my brother and sister, hallelujah, will be in the new system, will be part of his governing or government, my brother and sister, hallelujah. So we are not appointed to the new Babylonian because this is the full Babylonian system going into order. Hallelujah. Again, thank you, Jesus. We're not to count ourselves part of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Again, 2 Thessalonians 2, the Apostle Paul says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, by our gathering together unto him." And this is what he mentioned before, meeting the Lord in the cloud. Again, so you know that this is everything he's going to say now, because he's began with the gathering unto the Lord, the rapture. Everything he says after is in regard to the time of the rapture, that ye be not deceived by taken in the mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, for which from God, that the day of Christ is at hand. And this was written in the time, my brother and sister, when they believed was going to happen back then. No, but because the Apostle Paul write clearly that this is an end time event. Okay, let no man, verse 3, deceive you. And that's what the apostle, Daniel says also. It's an end time event. What was spoken, what was written, and the scroll was for an end time event. Let men not deceive you, for the day shall not come unless there's a departure. The modern word says falling away. The word is departure first. And the men are seen be revealed in the summer perdition. Amen. But again, the falling away, here again, the translation for falling away is the vaccinated one. Thank you, Lord. The vaccinated one, the Lord said, yes, is the falling away. Okay? When they take the COVID-19 vaccine, falling away. Their soul gets removed down to hell. My brother and sister. Verse 4. Who opposes and exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sitteth as God in the temple of God, showing himself to be God. The plan of the Antichrist is to go to Jerusalem in that third temple and sit in the temple as God. That's why Jesus said to the disciple, to us and everyone, in Matthew 24, that when you see the abomination of the desolation, sitting in the holy place, as I was spoken to the prophet Daniel. Again, we go back to Daniel. That's why I said Daniel before, because every word, the Bible doesn't contradict itself. We need to compare the word of the prophet with one another, because the words are confirmation. Jesus spoke through Daniel, and then he confirms it again to and fro. You see the confirmation through the Lord, through Matthew, through Luke, through John. The Bible is a confirmation. It doesn't contradict itself. It confirms itself 100%. So what Daniel said, Paul cannot contradict it. He confirms it. And that's what I'm reading to you. What the Lord says through Matthew, what he says to Daniel, and what he's saying through Paul, all three put together, agreeing that when the day of the Lord will come, the day of the rapture, we will see this falling away. We will see things, these events, of the Antichrist, the man of sin, coming to pass. In other words, a new world order being put together. My brother and sister, let me keep reading. Verse 5, remember, Gina, that when I was with you, I told you of these things. Again, the Apostle Paul gives them the word and reminds them that he has spoken to them about these things before. He has spoken to them about these things before. So they, when God tells you something, and then later on he reminds you a month ago, a year ago, okay, he tells you again as a reminder of what he already told you. Because again, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is the same God. He's just bringing us a reminder of what he said to us before. And so this is what he's doing here. I have told you about these things. Told you these things. Amen. And now she knows that what we holdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is the one holding these things together. God Almighty is. Because God is in control. As he has said to me several times, I'm in control. So God is holding everything back together. He's keeping the Antichrist in his place. He's keeping everything the way it is. Because he has spoken a certain judgment somewhere through his prophet. Even though they died in heaven, they will come to pass. That's why he gave me the vision of, or the revelation of the briefcase this morning. Why? Because he has spoken it to his prophet. And the question with people will be, oh, you know, when I was young, I heard about this prophecy. I don't know if it's ever going to come to pass because now I'm older and it has not come to pass yet. Everything is in the timing of God. And it fits. When God spoke it in the beginning to them, 80, 40, 50s and on, as the Lord says to me early, 50, he told them about these things that will come in the last days. They're going to happen 100% in his timing. And his timing is in our, we are the last generation, okay? There will be no other generation after you and I. And the Lord has shown me this 100%. We either go home with the Lord in the rapture, departure, or whoever stay at this generation in the great tribulation will end up finishing the 7-year great tribulation. Whoever becomes a believer, or is a believer during the great tribulation, will have to wait until the second coming of Jesus to grace suffering and much things that are going to come on this earth. My brother and sister, they will have to endure and persevere like, doesn't even compare to the persevering now and or enduring now. It will be in a much worse situation because these Nephthalian daughters and sons are going to be released. And they are weakened like humanity cannot imagine. And they're going to come to convince people against God. They're going to give people a glorious vanity like they cannot imagine. Glorious vanity of houses and money and things. Gold and diamonds. The people have always wanted, they say. And they're going to put it out of their reach on their hand in order for them to forget about God and forget about the teaching of God, forget about the Bible, forget about the belief of God, abandon their belief, abandon their religion, abandon their relationship with God. They're going to put all the things that women and men want. If you want a better-looking husband, they're going to give it to you. A better-looking wife. Younger, better looking, they're going to give it to you. But with a great cost, okay? With a great cost. Because if you take their offering, if you take and enjoy everything they're going to give you, they're going to lead your soul into hell, my brother and sister. And from there into the lake of fire. Because God is going to judge the work. God is going to judge their action. and all that will participate in their action and their evil work, God is going to judge it. And when he judged that, my brother and sister, you cannot even imagine, because the punishment for sin is death. But what happened when a person sin and goes beyond sin with them? My brother and sister, the destruction is great. Great destruction. So that's why the prophet Jeremiah said, and all them warned people severely in regard to the last day judgment. My brother and sister, some people are taking their life lightly before God. They walk with God lightly, passive, not caring whether if they pray, if they fast. My brother and sister, if they obey him, we should be trembling. We should be keeping our salvation with fear and trembling every day. We should be walking with great fear for ourselves before we can worry about anybody else. My brother and sister, because what if through a man to win the whole world and lose his soul? A lot of people that get vaccinated that are in hell now have find out. I was told by my own brother in hell the other night, what are you doing here? You were preaching against these things. Why are you here? Okay? It's real. The Lord had me experience like if I was vaccinated going down to hell. And I tried to stop them from taking me, but I couldn't. Because God has said it will be this way. Babylon is a habitation of demons. And whoever become part of the system, become part of the habitations of demons, an awful bird and spirits, and all kinds of abomination, Revelation 18 says. And that's what people become part of it when they join the wicked and evil things the nations are doing. Why is God bringing this sudden nuclear weapon to these nations? Because he says in his word, it will come with sudden, his visitation on them will be sudden destruction. I read you in the beginning a few verses about it, and I have a lot of verses more that I can read you about this sudden destruction. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Isaiah 29:5, moreover, the multitude of thy stranger shall be like small dust. The multitude of the terrible ones shall be a shaft that passes away. Yea, it shall be as an instant, suddenly. Again, he says through Isaiah, sudden destruction. Hallelujah. He has said it through his prophet. How can God say this 3,000 years ago through Isaiah, that he will do to the people who will be falling in sin and idol worshiping and not doing? God is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he will repent. God watches over his word to fulfill it. My brother and sister, it's been spoken already. Hallelujah. It's been spoken. It has to come to pass. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Isaiah 30:13, therefore the iniquity shall be unto you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in high wall. Those breaking come suddenly as an instant. Another word for sudden is instant. That's why Isaiah prophesied that it will come as an instant. My brother, that's sudden. That's destruction. That's nuclear. And the last day, boom, cities and towns and buildings turn into ashes. My brother and sister, that's what I was seeing this morning. That was terrible. Isaiah 47:11, therefore shall evil come upon thee, that shall not know from where it rises. As a mischief shall fall upon thee, thou shalt not be able to put it off. And the desolation shall come upon thee suddenly. where thou shalt not know. Where are the briefcase? No one have any idea where. Where have they hidden them? No one had no idea where in Washington or Maryland. But when it go off, too late to try to find body parts because it goes out with fire that consumes everything. So there will be no T or two to identify who the person was. The fire has consumed it. And all you see is dust of the building. My brother and sister. So you cannot even identify those who perished in the sudden destruction. Oh, what an outcry. When that day comes, it will be upon this nation. But God will be with those who fear him, who have listened to him, that have been repenting and seeking him. They will not worry or be concerned. When sudden fear comes, God says not to fear to his children. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 48:3, I have declared the former thing from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. My Lord, my God, have mercy. He said he would. He promised he would. And he said it will be this way. They will not escape sudden destruction. Like a woman in labor, they will not escape, my brother and sister. Oh, my Lord, oh, my God. We're in the last days, last of the last. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 4:20, destruction upon destruction is cry, for the whole land is despoiled. Suddenly on my tenth despoiled in my current, in a moment. Oh, my Lord, how do you explain that to the people? This is what the Lord says, the prophet say. How do you explain that? My brothers, this destruction will come this way. Even when we see it and experience it, we're like, oh, Lord, what is this? Oh, Lord, hallelujah. But he'll take care of us. The when it comes, if we're here, we're trusting the Lord. Oh, get in the bottle. We're taking you to another state. Amen. We'll do so. We're trusting the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. They may help us with housing. They may not. But if they do, it's because the Lord is making it happen. The Lord is providing. Since they may welcome us, we'll open the doors, we'll give us housing, Bible insisted. But the Lord will be with us. He will open the door. He will be a provider. He will provide the housing. I heard him say yes a second ago. He'll provide the housing. He'll provide what his people will need when it comes. So we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be worried. We need to be there to comfort other people and guide other people. Say, look, trust the Lord. He'll take care of us through this. We don't need to be worried. We don't need to be afraid. We should just, our responsibility is to be with the Lord, repenting. Seeking him, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 15:8. The widows are increased to me above the sand of the sea. I have brought upon them and against the mother and the young men a despoil and a noonday. I have caused them to fall upon me suddenly in terror upon the city. When these people refuse, God said, I know what's going to get them moving. And when Babylon came, when the Chaldeans came with their army and set their tent next to their city, they were still in confidence that the Chaldeans were not going to take over their city. But God called the leader of the Chaldean, the king of Babylon, king Nebuchadnezzar, my servant. And when God calls someone like this, my servant, it is to take over the city. And they took over the city, and there's nothing the Israelite army could do at the time. They fought, but they fell quickly under the Chaldeans. So will this nation fail or fall under the Chaldean also. My brother and sister, it's coming. Jeremiah 18:22, let a cry be heard from the house, when thou shalt bring a troop suddenly upon them, for they have dug a pit to take me and his snare for my feet. They can make the pit or the bunker as secure as they want. When they come, they know how to open them. They will know. They will find the combination, and they will get in there. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. His word has to come to pass. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 51:8, Babylon is suddenly falling and destroyed. Howl for her. Howl for her. Take balm for her pain. So it be that she may be healed. Hallelujah. And there will be a lot of people. Immediately they're going to focus on healing because of why they see the people suffering after sudden destruction come upon this nation. And that's the right attitude, though. You want to come for the people. The leaders, the evangelists, the leaders needs to minister. We need to give out the word. We need to let them know they can trust in the Lord. They can cry out to the Lord. They didn't cry out before. Now they can. Because the Lord, I heard a prophet of the Lord says that he will be willing to listen to them when they cry out to him. And that no one that comes to him, he will reject. But that he will receive those that will come to him, the Lord said through his prophet. Let me see. I was listening to the word yesterday. I believe it was Sister Shirley Licks, my brother and sister. She was giving
out. Good
morning,
everyone. And
let me see if I can get this word on. Vindication is the title of the word. And the Lord was saying through her, excuse me, that he will receive those that will come to him, that he will not reject them, but the Lord was saying that he will receive them, my brother and sister, because the Lord knows that a lot of people have fallen away because they are being misled by others. The others are telling them it's okay to go get the vaccine, even though there are people that have said no. And find themselves not knowing why, not understanding that the Lord has put it in their heart to say no, my brother and sister. And that the merciful Lord, the God of Israel, has a plan to save them and deliver them in the days to come. Because he's about to bring his bride, change his bride, transform his bride. Those that he's sending his bride to, where also he will make ready, my brother and sister. He will make those heart and peoples ready to receive those he's going to send to once he's changing his bride, transforming his bride. And this is something that the Lord has said in heaven and through his prophet on earth. I'm about to bring my children home. I'm about to bring my bride home. In heaven, he said, my bride is about to enter. My children are about to come home. My brother and sister. So that everyone in heaven, as he has shown me and other people, are in expectation of the bride coming in. I saw them looking at the Lord in his glory. in heaven and worshiping the Lord in gratitude and in joy, because the bride is about to come in. The bride is about to enter. And because God said it will be a glorious bride, they want to see her when she enters, because she will be so beautiful. Hallelujah. She will be spotless, beautiful, holy, righteous like the Lord. And they want to see that. They can't wait to see her. My brother and sister, listen to Sister Shirley. This is what the Lord's given her. I'll be back.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me today for another Word from the Lord. Today is May 30th of 2022. I hope you've all had a great weekend and you're ready to start another week of expectation of good things from the Lord. For those of you who haven't yet subscribed to my channel, please take a minute to subscribe and click on the notification bell for notifications of videos as they are coming out. And for those of you who would like a printed copy of this word, you can download a printable PDF from my website. My website address is in the description box below. As usual, the words I receive from the Lord through journaling are words that encourage us toward the Lord's return. And in many instances, they are quite general in scope. And yet, there is a message the Lord is bringing through each new word that he releases, because he wants to build his people up in hope, in courage, and in expectation. Because despite what happens in the world around us, we are a different breed. We are sheltered under the wing of the Most High God, and the Lord promises that no matter what comes, he is with us and for us, that he will never forsake us, and in the storms of life, he will shelter us and carry us through and on into the great victory of the day of his return. And so I hope this word today will encourage those of you listening that God's got this. There will be trials and tribulation, but the Lord is our protector, and he is our hope, and he is coming to fight for us. The title of this word today is Vindication. I'll begin reading the word with scripture. Psalm 91, verses 1 through 8. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. This scripture speaks of the protection that God's people have under his wing, that as we put our trust in God, he becomes our fortress, our place of refuge from the destruction all around us. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This scripture speaks of the position that Jesus has been put into by the Father God, highly exalted, and that every knee would bow before him, and every tongue confess that he is Lord. Revelation 21, verses 2 through 3. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. This scripture speaks about the Lord dwelling amongst his people, and this dwelling place comes down from heaven. These scriptures may sound random, but they were the scriptures that came to mind as I prepared this word for release. And as I read through this word, you will see how they are actually tied together. I'll begin reading. Come into the holy place and offer up thanksgiving and praise. For I am about to do great things, says the Lord. Draw nigh, my people, for I am about to unveil myself to you in a new way. There will be joy and songs of laughter in the marketplace, for I am doing a new thing. A new day is dawning. The time is here. The time is now, when every knee shall bow before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The sound of joy is the sound of those waiting for the arrival of their King. Hear the sound of joy. Many will come to me, and I will not cast them out, for my arm stretches forth over the land to gather them in. Their laughter is heard in the streets, for the joy of the Lord has come to those who have sought me. I have become their resting place and their hiding place. They find shelter under my wing. Thunder clouds roll, but they will find safety in my arms, says the Lord. Swiftly, swiftly the eagle flies over the earth. It soars high in the heavens. The eyes of the Lord are roving over the earth. The eagle is able to see through the eyes of the Lord. He is able to perceive what is to come. He is high above and sees all. He sees the inhabitants of the earth running to and fro. Those who bear my name, look up to the heavens. See the things the Lord your God is doing in this day. Havoc is all around, but my grace abounds, says the Lord. My grace is being poured out and covers the people. My grace has stilled the storm that rages round about you, for my arm has encompassed my people and has kept them safe. Give praise unto the Lord your God. Rejoice in him. Tell of his wonderful deeds, for his mercy is great, and his love endures forever. Draw near, my people, for I am about to pour out my power upon you, and you shall rise up as a mighty army in this day, an army of light, for the brightness of my sun is upon you. The light shall increase as I pour out my power. My spirit is sweeping over the earth. A sound is going forth. the sound of great and heavy rains, the sound of horses' hooves. My army is being released to go forth. I am coming soon. Be encouraged. I will not leave you nor forsake you, but I am coming to vindicate my elect. I hear the cries of my people. You will see that I am your friend and your brother, for I shall live among men. Every word that I have spoken shall come to pass. Every promise toward my own shall be fulfilled, for my heart is continually toward those who acknowledge me, says the Lord. In the day that is coming, there will be great trial and tribulation. The sun will be darkened, and a great moan will go forth from the people, for they shall see me coming in all my glory. They shall see me, and they shall mourn, for they will then know that I am the one who was and was to come. Every heart will be pierced, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue acknowledge that I am the one who was rejected. I have become the cornerstone on which the whole building is held together. This building will come down out of heaven, the city of God, which needs no sun to shine, for it will be lit by the brightness of my sun, a building not built with human hands, but structured by the hand of God. The river of life flowing from the throne room of God flows through the streets. On each side of the river grows a tree, which bears fruit continually, and the life of my son flows freely in the waters, and the food supplied by the tree is the food for everlasting life. Those who walk the streets of gold are those who have persevered in this life, who have not denied me, but who have been willing to lay down their lives for the sake of my son. These are the ones who will inherit eternal life and live in this city. Those who have not entered through the door of my son, those who did not choose the narrow way, will not enter the gates of this city, says the Lord. As I've mentioned in earlier videos, the way I receive the word from the Lord is through journaling. I listen to what he's saying and write down what I hear him saying. A lot of this word at times seems to me to be very poetic, which paints a picture of things to come. And so in this word today, the Lord is painting a picture, giving us an overview of what is on his heart and of the things to come, that we may be aware and that we may be prepared and that we may grasp his heartbeat and come into agreement with it so that we can sail along in what he is doing. And yet there is a specific message for those hearing this word. The Lord is doing a new thing in this new day that is dawning. And if it is a new thing, it is not something that we are familiar with or have experienced in the past. And so we need to open our hearts to receive the new thing the Lord is doing. This word speaks of a time where every knee will bow before the Lord, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so a shift needs to take place out of the mindset that things will not change, that we'll continue on in this earth for generations to come. But we need to understand that the Lord is, in this day, unveiling more of himself and more of his plan to his people. This word speaks of a time of tribulation coming. And if we read the scriptures in Revelation, we already know this is true. But what we may not be aware of is that in it, the people of God will have great joy, and that for them, the storms that are raging round about will be stilled. Thousands may fall at our side, but we will not be harmed by the destruction all around us. And so this picture painted may seem grim. It is not grim for the children of God. His light will shine even brighter within us as he prepares us for what is to come, his dwelling amongst us, the city of God coming down, and his elect walking on the streets of gold because they have been faithful till the end. Our resting place is in the Lord. There's nowhere else to go to experience peace and joy except in the Lord. I hope this word today will encourage you to continue to be faithful to God's call on your life, that all his people draw nearer and nearer to him day by day, so that we are able to embrace what is ahead. Thank you for listening today, and my prayer is that you will be blessed by this word, that you will be encouraged, and though we can expect troubling times ahead, that we are covered under the wing of protection of the Lord. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to connecting with you again in the next video. Be blessed of the Lord. Bye for now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. That's a really encouraging word there. Hallelujah. To look forward to the new Jerusalem, the rapture, the pasture. Those going home are about to leave, but then the great tribulation begins where there will be many saints whose eyes will be open to what they're going to encounter. That everything God has spoken in his word through his prophet, they're going to live through it and know that they will have to be murdered to be safe. They will have to be beheaded. They will have to, a brother says, it's better than running to just let them kill you. But the enemy knows that there will be many that don't want to die. They will say, no, I don't want to die. And the enemy will punish them, torment them, where he will offer them the RFID or the vaccine easily without killing them if they take it. And I see people, they tie them down to the chair. And the guy had the needle right there on top of his arm. It had not penetrated the skin yet and said, are you going to take this? Or we're going to have to leave you without food and water and no medication, no shelter, and even kill you. If you don't take this, you'll suffer. Great. And some people, no, I don't want to take it. Are you sure? Choose your word. Because there will be no going back. And the person there are crying, you can see the tear coming down the shin, sitting there. Because they did roadblock in certain neighborhood during the Great Tribulation to cast those running Christian with military vehicle, Humvees, and so much more. And they cast them. They were even shooting at them first. They were shooting at them one occasion I saw a Christian who they had shoot him. They were shooting at them, and they had cut his arm with a weapon, shooting with a machine gun, shooting on him. It cut his arm. And he was in agony and pain, running fast. When I tell you running fast through the neighborhoods and town, and the Humvees, the tank, it was a tank, was going through the wall, the neighborhood, the fences, just going through it, breaking through it. And the gun, the soldier was trying to get the gun pointed at the person running, but he was going through the neighborhood, so the tank was going through houses. They were trying to get him, and I hear them saying, "You escape us another occasion, but not this time. We're getting you. We're gonna get him," because they all sold out to the devil. The soldier had been vaccinated, taking the RFID in the right hand. They don't care anymore. They're after the Christians. Those are the ones that be vaccinated, don't want the RFID in the right hand. They want them. They want their soul. I don't know what it is with people. They want to go to hell, but they want to take everybody else with them. They can't leave other people live. It's like the devil. He wants everyone in hell with him and in the lake of fire. And all his followers the same. They sell their soul to the devil, and they want everybody else who haven't done it, who doesn't want it, they want to get them. My brother and sister, it's terrible. The evil wickedness. This is why the Lord, his voice is out in the world trying to get people in, into the ark before it's too late. Because once this judgment begins, the Lord had even said that many will call on him, he will not hear them. His arms are open now for people to get in. Come in crying to him for his help, to endure, to persevere. Because the time will come after the 3 days of darkness. First, before the 3 days of darkness, there will be judgment on the land. There will be earthquakes and tsunami in the United States. I'm looking for the sign. It's not that I want to see city a million destroyed. It's that the Lord said it would happen. He showed me these things would happen before the 3 days of darkness. So I'm looking before his coming. When I said 3 days of darkness, talking about his coming, the day of the Lord comes with darkness. And it's going to be a pitch black, like the sister earlier for midnight hour. You heard her. This is a dream she got that she cannot explain. I could explain it because the Lord has shown me several times and given me the revelation of it. What she has seen is through the 3 days of darkness, pitch black, where you cannot even see your own arm. You can turn on the light on your cell phone like she was doing and nothing. It wasn't even working. You can turn on the light in your house, in your room, nothing. It doesn't work. The Lord wants us to stay home. Stay in your house and pray. And again, keep praying, keep repenting, call on the Lord to protect his angel. But something special is going to happen with us during this time that I'm looking forward to, that the Lord already showed me. He's going to call us by name. And the moment he called us, we're immediately before him. And he'll give us immediately, we'll have a glorified body. Because we're going out to evangelize. We'll be moving like lightning. God will do mighty things. He said he will change us and transform us. This is the only thing I'm looking for, my brother and sister. I'm looking for the judgment and death. Because once I see the judgment, I know 3 days of darkness right away. And I've been shown this is close. There's not much to be seen anymore. So I'm looking for them. I'm getting ready. I'm putting together the stuff I know I'm going to need. And I advise people to do the same. Put together the things you're going to need, my brother and sister, Paul says to the Thessalonians, for the mystery of the iniquity that's already at work. Hallelujah. And if it has a job, it has to be as a commander-in-chief, the higher-paying job in the nation, which is not the commander-in-chief, the higher-paying job, but the higher position it is, with more power than any other job. So Paul says that it's already at work. And only he who holds his back will hold him back. The Lord is holding him back. The Antichrist, who is already working on earth, who's been in the office for 8 years, he wants to take over through the UN. This is why he's having Biden sign all these into the UN hand, because that's what he wants to be. The New World Order is being put together every day. They're being signed documents. In other words, when the next president comes to the Biden, he is coming into a new system where he has no control of the currency. The UN does. There's not much he can do. What Donald Trump did before in America, if he comes back to office, whatever he did, he cannot do again. He won't have the power to change what Biden is already doing. He's doing it through executive orders, and he's signing this document into the UN that cannot be undone. He's giving the UN the power, as all these other nations, that cannot be taken back. If Donald Trump comes into office, he cannot take back from the UN what Biden has already signed. My brother and sister, he's coming to run a nation where everything he had control of, while Trump was in office before, he will not have control again. He will not have the power, neither the money, to make America great again as it was. It's done. The greatness of past history. Biden has made sure it is this way. Obama through him. It's been signed. The meeting he had with those presidents signing this document is putting into the hand of the UN. Where without Congress approval or Senate, all the people of America, people have seen him signing documents. They don't even understand what he's signing. He's giving all the currency power into the UN. People have no idea what he's doing. It's not being explained to the people. Okay? They have no idea. That once the system will go fully into action, you have to be fully vaccinated and have the RFID in your right hand, as the Bible says, in order to be able to manage your money in that system, take money in or out, be able to work or sell, even to go to work and your paycheck to go into your bank account. Because Bank of America and Citizen Bank, all these banks are being changed right now into the new system that will be controlled by the UN. I am stunned by this information this week. I'm sitting there. I'm listening to what he's doing. And the sad part is people don't even know or understand what he's doing. And they cannot even say anything of what he's doing. It is being done. The nation is being sold before them. And when the time comes that people wants to complain and do anything, they will find out they don't have the power. It's like taking the border's power out of their hand. Their own nation being sold out to the Antichrist. This is terrible. Again, the mess of iniquity is already at work. Only who holds his back will hold him back till he's taken out of the way. Then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume him with his spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy him with the brightness of his coming. Only the Lord, specifically, I heard Christian years ago, Oh, we're going to make the life of the Antichrist miserable during the Great Tribulation. Even those Hollywood movies, my brother and sister, the Left Behind movie, is teaching people that in the Great Tribulation, they will make the life of the Antichrist miserable. He won't be able to do much because they're here and they got all this power. They're going to do all this prayer. They're going to get together, and they're going to change everything. He's doing lies. There's no way they'll have that power. Revelation 13, Bible said power has been given over the beast, Bible says, to kill the believer. He's going to kill many believers, or most of the believers. He's going to kill Christians every day. Him taking over the economy, the bank system, the health system, the manufacturing system, and all these systems that are put together on the earth today in the United States and Europe and over the world. He's taking over those systems through the UN. And during the Great Tribulation, he manipulated and controlled all these systems. And only those that are fully vaccinated in RFID in the right hand afford it can be part of the system. The only way that we're able to take money in or put money out. My brother and sister, they won't be able to work unless they're part of that system because all the social security and health system are being moved to that system as we're speaking. They're being tested. A lot of them are being moved. They've been testing them for a year. A lot of them are being moved. This is how I know the Lord is about to come because the Lord knows we cannot be part of that system. That's the system of the beast. That's the Babylonian system he told us about. My brother and sister. And they're speaking it in evil, wicked language that people cannot understand. By reading the Word of God and asking us God for wisdom, he will help us understand. Even him whose coming is according to the working of Satan, where all power and signs and lying wonder. Oh, my Lord. He's coming with the working of Satan. Satan is making sure that this system that is being put together now is his system, the New World Order system, and it works according to how he wants it, to be able to control and manipulate people. And they have to be fully vaccinated and have the RFID in the right hand on the forehead, mandatory. The system will require people to have these things mandatory soon. Soon. They have not given out a date when, but it's soon. Because those are the requirements of the system that they're putting together. Oh, Lord. Verse 10, and we're all deceived. When everything is deceived, it's hard to tell what is right. Because it's all deceived, the Bible says, all. If it's all deceived, there's nothing right in the system that they're putting together. It's all lies, wicked and evil. Nothing good about it. It's not of God. It's of the devil. It's the working of Satan, he says. This is why now we need to hold on to the Lord more than ever. We need to be repenting. We need to be crying to the Lord to help us. Because our systems are being changed. Computer systems are being changed. My brother and sister, they're even saying that our computer very soon will be useless. The computer you and I are using tonight, they're saying soon will be useless. They have new software, new computer chip. They're going to go into action soon. They're being made different than what you and I have now on purpose by them, my brother and sister. So they said that what we have will be useless soon. So, okay, it don't matter. Well, you're only using it to preach the gospel now. if they become useless soon, I guess we'll throw them in the garbage. That will be it. My brother and sister, all being done on purpose, all being done by the working of Satan. My brother and sister, all being done different, totally different. We're all deceived in unrighteousness and those who perish, because they receive now the love of the truth that they might be saved. See, God said this is the only reason why people are going to be part of the satanic system, Antichrist system, New World Order system. Because when they were presented with the love, with the gospel of love, of truth, they did not receive it. Because they received not the love of the truth. This truth has been spoken in love, the love of God to them, to receive Christ, to commit their life to him, to forget about the world and just be in repenting. Oh, I don't want to live like that, they say. They want to be part of the earthly system, the New World Order system. Well, my brother and sister, the system that they're receiving is coming with all deceit and unrighteousness and those who perish. It will lead them to perish. All the perish will be part of that system. That's why we cannot be part of the system, because we're not appointed to wrath. We're not appointed to destruction. We're not appointed to be part of the system of Satan. We're part of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of Jesus who he died for on the cross. That's what we're part of, my brother and sister. Even with bringing Trump back into office, it's too late, because Biden is already signing the monetary system into the UN hand, and it cannot be taken back. It's being set this way with the agreement of all these presidents. My brother and sister, through international law that cannot be changed, is being set. Obama behind it all. My brother and sister, they have planned this very well, and they're doing it where it cannot be undone. So whoever is the next president, has no power. It will have no power. Even with a new president coming in office. Hallelujah. Verse 11. And for this cause, God shall send a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Strong delusion. Someone said this is a strong demon. That strong delusion is a strong demon sent, released from hell, who wants to get out of there already, because he can deceive people in such a way where white is black, red is another color, blue is another color. It is a strong spirit. It's a strong demonic fallen demon that when they are released from the pit of hell, other demons even don't want to come close to them because they are very strong. My brother and sister, strong delusion is called these demons. This is a demon with a title like no other demon. And when he is released, he comes on the earth, and he knows a specific what he needs to do with the people. Anyone part of the Babylonian system will be completely wiped out of reality. All the lie was seen truth to them. And you cannot convince them of the truth of God. Because all the lie that they believe it to be true. It is a strong delusion principality that will be released upon them. And anyone who become part of them, their mind is like being wiped away and immediately believes the lie. That's why our commitment to the Lord now, oh man, Again, for this cause God, as Father, shall send them a strong delusion. Go among them. When the Lord showed me the COVID-19 virus, the demon that is the virus, other demons were bringing him out of hell, and they were afraid of him. They were keeping the distance from him as they were bringing him out of hell. They knew that when he will be released on the earth, he will cause many to die in the millions. Because these demons, that's what they are. That's what they are. They're very wicked and evil. And I was watching from a distance. The Lord had me watching. As he was being brought out of hell. And I saw the demons staying away from him as they were bringing him out, but making sure he will be in release upon the earth, but also knowing that when he will be released, he will cause so many lives to die. People to stop breathing, especially the elders in the nursing home will die. We have millions of them die in the nursing home right away. In a single night, he went out. And people were dropping dead in the nursing home everywhere across the world. He can move across the world in second or millisecond. He can be in different countries, killing people on their bed. My brother and sister, it's terrible. For this cause, God will send them a strong delusion that they should believe the lie. This one comes out to convince people across the world that everything that is a lie in regard to the New World Order is true. It's what they need. It's what they want. And people immediately are celebrating and opening the wine bottle and are gathering together and celebrating for the New World Order. This demon has been 100% convinced that that's what they need and happy and celebrating. My brother and sister, it is terrible. It is terrible. 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 A man had a vision years ago of the end time people, multitude of people. They were riding a snake into the fire of hell. And they have wine. They have cups of wine and bottles on their hand, drinking and celebrating while they were riding that huge snake that was leading them into the pit of fire. This generation is going the same way. My brother and sister, if they don't repent and turn to the Lord, they're going to head into the fire. Because everything that is being released is so wicked that if they don't turn to the Lord, it may be too late. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Verse 12, that they all, when this delusion is released, that they all might be them or condemned, but here says them, who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Exactly. They're all opening their wine bottle to celebrate in total sin and unrighteousness, lost practically with their feet in hell and their nails in the lake of fire, celebrating the New World Order system that Obama, Biden, and them are putting into place, that this past week they've been signing into place and empowering the UN to have control of all the monetary system, all digital currency, trillions upon trillions of dollars the UN is controlling. In the New World Order. And all the banks, like Banks of America and all the banks, are being moved into that system. It is terrible what is happening. This is how I know the Lord is about to come. The Lord is about to take his bride home. Because everything is being changed. Social Security, licensing. They say they were going to add the green passport. All that is being worked into that system where the passport they open up in the UK, they said, no, we're going to have a new system. And with this new system, everything is being checked on people. And they will be fully vaccinated and full RFID in the right hand. So it's like a green passport for people to travel. So a lot of people will be very happy with it, convinced with a strong delusion, far away from God. My brother and sister, it's terrible. Because this new world order is the system of the beast, is the system of the great tribulation, the system of the Antichrist, the system of the men of sin. This is the system where he will be running on earth that Daniel spoke, my brother and sister, that when he will come, his whole idea is to end up going to Israel, against Israel, because Israel will not sign so easily into that new system. Something is going to make them take a step back. Because when you read Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39, Russia and China are practically controlling everything. Not yet Israel. When they decide to go against Israel, it's because the rest of the world is already under their control. My brother and sister. And the Antichrist and them goes against Israel. And that's when the prophet said that God put a hook on his jaw and bring him upon his mountain. That's where the Lord will confront him and destroy him. Because he is not supposed to destroy Israel. Israel, my brother and sister, is special to God. And Messiah, that is his hand. Land, that is his home. He's going to come and dwell on the earth for 1,000 years in Jerusalem. My brother and sister, what the Antichrist is planning to go on the third temple and sit there at God, is because already the rest of the world have recognized him, are under his authority and power, and now the only land that he doesn't control is Israel, and now he says, well, all the army of the earth, we're going to Israel now. We're going to take over Israel. It's easy with so many of us, like the sand of the sea. And they all marched to Israel with their army and their tanks and their carriers and all their planes and all that. And they said, now we'll take over Israel. Because when he goes to Israel to set in the temple as God has got, the Jewish people flee to the mountain. And there are three specific cities, Edom being one of them, in the book of Daniel chapter 11, that God have the people flee to it. And he will have Michael and his angel in those cities protecting them. Literally, Michael and his angel will be in the city. And he will be protecting God's people in those cities, Edom being one of them. And the Antichrist and all the army of the earth cannot go there. Yes, this past week and this week, the banks have been updating their closing their page for maintenance. Even the internet companies are going into the new system. Sister said that all the banks were closing, yes. Yes, because they're being moved into that new system this week by a secretive order of Biden's. The UN will have control of all the banks now. This week, Biden started signing all that, and that's why you saw that. Yes, I was stunned when I'm watching this before I went into prayer, and I'm stunned with what I'm hearing because it's all the new world order system. If any Christian who's waiting for the coming of the Lord see this, should understand what's happening. If the new world order system is already being allowed to begin to move all the currency of the earth into that new system, my brother and sister, what does that tell you? The Antichrist is already showing himself upon the earth. Because this is his system. This is what's going to be in the Great Tribulation. It will require fully vaccinated and fully RFID. And all the medical is going into, all financial, corporations, everything going there. Trillions upon trillions of dollars are being moved into the new system. My brother and sister, this is why all these shakings are happening. And I'm surprised that this is happening so quickly. I thought it would be a few more time to see this thing. No, it's already happening. Biden already signed all this. My brother and sister. Okay, this is the what they said, the Genesis system, Genesis network of the United States and NATO. And all these presidents have signed into already, have agreed. It's all been signed. And it's already being done. Even my internet company let me know that they will be closed down on the mainings. And they did. They are also all switching and so all into the new system. It will be the only way they are going to operate in all that new system that is happening. My brother and sister, there's a lot of changes coming. A lot of people in the weeks and months to come, when they hear these things, they'll be shocked on the requirements because all medical and financial corporations, they're all going into the new system. And they will all have to require fully vaccination and RFID. The two things, fully vaccinated and RFID. So when you hear that in your job, when you hear that from the government, don't be shocked and surprised. Just know that you don't belong there anymore. You don't belong in that system. God wants you out. Pray. Don't go crazy. I'm losing my job. Pray. Fast. Seek the Lord. Know and understand what's happening. They are also moving Social Security into that system, which I'm shocked by it when I heard it. Social Security is being moved there. The trillions of Social Security are being moved there. So they're going to have also control of Social Security. Okay? They're also going to move a system into there, like food stamp and all that. So they will fully require vaccination and RFID in that new system when it's fully in operation. Okay? Everything is being moved now. It's not fully in operation yet. There's still many things they need to move there. My brother and sister. But it is a new system. Everyone will sign into it. They will all agree into it. We already know this. Most of all CEO corporations are fully vaccinated and fully RFID too in the right hand. So they will fully participate and agreed. I was watching this guy. He's one of the biggest radio network owner. And he was showing his RFID in the right hand. He's fully everything. Okay? And he was saying that everyone must be part of it in his own words. And I'm like, wow. Okay, so this is how I know we're close to be going home because I'm already seeing these things happening. It's on the news. It's online. All the information is online. And so as I'm listening and I'm hearing, it's already been signed and more are being signed into by executive order of Biden. Immediately you know and understand that they're already doing this. Everything is being moved to it. We're close to be going home. We are close. It's enough for fear. Don't be afraid. We don't need to be afraid. If you go to work on Monday and they say you need to be fully vaccinated in RFID in order to work for this corporation or the government or this, I'm sorry, but this will be my last day then. Okay, understanding, no, you have to stand for the Lord. You're going to have to stand for the Lord, my brother and sister. Amen. As I hear more and I get more information, I will bring you more information, my brother and sister. I'm keeping up to date on the information so I can share it with you, my brother and sister. It's already all happening, but the Lord has a plan. We'll keep praying for the Lord to guide us in all this. We know this is the end. We know, hallelujah, that Jesus is coming. as they've been told in heaven, the bride is already, hallelujah, is about to arrive. We are about to leave this earth. Don't worry, don't be concerned. God is in control. Shalom, shalom, my brother and sister.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Things that I've planned and the things that I've purposed, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day. And by my spirit, I'm making the way. And by my spirit, you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting